The motets by J.S. Bach are, on the surface, beautiful choral works, but there are contradictions just under the surface. Most of them were written for funeral services, but they communicate joy. They were used during the composer's lifetime to teach young singers, but they're fiendishly difficult. And like just about all of Bach's sacred music, they were meant for a specific time and place, but continue to resonate with our own time and place. Hanelin Haydn Society Artistic Director Harry Christophers stops in to talk about this remarkable body of pieces coming up on the Bach Hour. Hello, I'm Brian McCreath. Welcome to the Bach Hour from WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston. The name Harry Christophers has for decades been synonymous with stellar choral performances. For most of those years, that work has been taken on through his English ensemble, the 16. But since 2009, his explorations of music have had a second home on this side of the Atlantic. As artistic director of the Hanelin Haydn Society, he has taken an already exceptional orchestra and chorus to new heights. Along the way, his approach to performing early music, thoughtful yet always full of in-the-moment vigor, has continued to evolve. Later in the program, he'll share some of those insights, specifically concerning Bach's motets, and we'll hear the 16 in one of the most dramatic of those works, Jesu meine Freude. And you can find a translation of the text for that piece online at classicalwcrb.org, where you can also hear this program again on demand. Again, that's at classicalwcrb.org. Dutch violinist Janine Janssen mostly makes her living as a soloist with orchestras, taking advantage of the power her Stradivarius produces in concertos by composers like Tchaikovsky and Brahms. But every once in a while, she uses the nuance and subtlety that instrument produces in Baroque music. Her 2005 recording of Vivaldi's Four Seasons is one of the most vibrant you'll find, drawing on family and friends to form a chamber ensemble. In 2013, she returned to that model for a series of Bach's concertos. Here's one of them. This is the Violin Concerto No. 2 here on 99.5 WCRB. Thank you.
Thank you.
An energetic performance of J.S. Bach's Violin Concerto No. 2, performed here by Dutch soloist Janine Janssen and a group of hand-picked friends and colleagues, including some from her own family. Harry Christophers is one of the world's leading early music conductors, particularly when it comes to choral music. Since 2009, he has carried out much of his work here in Boston with the Handel and Haydn Society. Coming up next weekend, that work will continue with a concert devoted to a combination of motets by Bach and choral works by English composer William Byrd. For more information about that concert, visit classicalwcrb.org. I had a chance to talk with Harry Christophers recently about Bach's motets and the challenges they pose for choirs. He says that to really understand how to bring these works to life, singers have to step out of their natural mindset.
For me, you know, when you perform them with singers, it's a question of them actually finding a way around singing them vocally, getting the words, getting the text across vibrantly, but actually also ultimately thinking a lot of the time instrumentally. Because if you do pay attention to having a blend of an instrumental articulation with a vocal articulation, then you can, you know, you can get something really quite interesting through these. I mean, they are absolutely demanding on any singer.
Well, and taking an instrumental approach to them kind of gets at another question I wondered about, which is how you interpret these. I mean, they can't just be sort of autopilot, give a downbeat and let them go. You must have to shape them in some ways. And you're saying that if you take an instrumental line sort of approach to them, that's at least step one.
It is. You know, Bach's music is intrinsically difficult. And the trick is making the breaths work for you. To me, you know, you can take an approach where you have like a metronome going the whole time, you fit it to it, but that's not going to work. Every single phrase has an up and a down. Its geography is such that phrases, semiquaver, 16th note passages have a contour to them. Now, as singers, they have to really shape that contour. They've got to imagine the arches of the church and the way that goes. That allows them not only to get a contour through, but also then within that phrase to have an ebb and flow of it. Not every 16th note is important. It's the direction of them that's important. And So singers have to find a way around that. Once they do that, it becomes easier.
Harry Christopher is the artistic director of Boston's Handel and Haydn Society. Jesu Meine Freude is one of the motets Christopher is talking about. It's a beautiful piece to hear, and it's also an amazing piece of composition. Bach wrote the piece as a sort of palindrome, with the first and last movements mirroring each other, the second and penultimate movements mirroring each other, and so on. And right at the center is a fugue that transforms the piece from one with an earthly perspective to one of transcending inspiration. But for Harry Christopher's, while that may be helpful for the listener, performing the piece is a different matter.
I often find with Bach that if one starts putting the analysis and the academia on top, that actually you are then making life very difficult for yourself. I mean, it sounds a little bit of a cop out. It's interesting, but it makes me think of Arvo Pärt and the way Arvo thinks of his music. I remember talking to Arvo Pärt and saying, you know, you don't put metronome marks, you don't put expression marks in. And he just in his, you know, his very quiet way, he said, I want people to feel the music for themselves and find their way into my music. And I thought about that, and I thought, well, actually, in many ways, that's a bit of a cop-out. But actually, when you start rehearsing, and you do that with Pärt's music, you find your own way into it. And it's similar in the sense, when I talk about analysis and Bach, if you get bogged down in that, yeah, then you don't allow the music to breathe. You don't see the sort of bigger picture. Yeah. And I think, you know, certainly as a performer, I think that, you know, to me, that's a danger.
And here is Harry Christopher's and his English ensemble, The 16, with Jesu Meine Freude by Bach.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
J.S. Bach's motet Jesu meine Freude, performed here by the 16 and conductor Harry Christophers. You can hear more from my conversation with Harry Christophers when you visit us online at classicalwcrb.org, where you can also find more information about next weekend's performances with the Handel and Haydn Society, in which Harry Christophers will conduct Bach motets and works by William Byrd. Even as Bach delved into the mysteries of belief and transformation through those motets, he also wrote music that connects us to the elemental joy of dance. That's a quality you can hear in this three-movement suite, arranged from parts of Bach's orchestral suites. This is German Brass, here on 99.5 WCRB. That's German brass with a vigorous arrangement for a double brass quintet of movements drawn from Bach's orchestral suites. Remember, if you'd like to hear this program again on demand, just visit us at classicalwcrb.org. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Antonio Oliart-Ross. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.